You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. twitch.tv/TIGHEFIGHTERX1. That's twitch.tv/TIEFighterX1. So, how are you, dude?
I'm doing well. It's just very early in the morning. It's now 3. So, yeah, it was kind of worried not waking up for this one.
So, yeah, it's 3 a.m. Monday for Jockey. He's about 8,000 miles away from me. So, isn't technology wonderful? Let's get started with like what your streaming schedule is, what your channel's about, and who you are.
Okay, so I stream every Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday afternoon, 8 p.m. South African Standard Time. And then, of course, I'm just going to remove this. Then, of course, I am from South Africa, so I am not a U.S. citizen. I am not somewhere in Canada or in Europe. So it's kind of been difficult for me as well. But I am a variety streamer. I stream mostly Minecraft at the moment. But yeah, I usually kind of do Apex and other stuff as well. But for now, it's just the Minecraft.
Awesome. Awesome. So to get started, we'll go over some Twitch news. And then after that, we will speak more about who you are. Questions about that?
Okay.
So yes, to start, well, that's weird. I get your background behind me. That's kind of cool, actually.
I'll enjoy it.
I know, I need some lights. Twitch has started rolling out the new dashboards. Have you seen the new dashboard and quick action buttons instead of different windows everywhere? What are your thoughts on the new dashboard?
It's kind of clean. I have seen it. So I kind of like it a lot. What I don't like is the fact that you have to choose everything. So you get your ads length and everything, and that it's still not that accessible. So I believe they could have changed it a little bit more, adapted it to mobile, have it better suited for that. So you can just do it on your mobile and just have everything ready.
Yeah, that would have been very nice, actually. So they also started rolling out ad revenue for affiliates. We won't say the exact number because in our affiliate agreement, we're not supposed to disclose those amounts. But I did want to mention that. Remember, if you are an affiliate, if you look at that, remember, CPM stands for cost per thousand impressions. It's not cost per minute. What do you think of the new ad revenue in it that they're doing for affiliates? And have you seen an inflation in Twitch ads on other affiliates' channels?
I think it is good that they allow affiliates to get ad revenue. I think it is also a bad thing that people might just abuse it, because now affiliates just press that ad button and have people spam ads. And for the amount you're getting per ad view, I think it's not going to be worth it for you as an affiliate to just spam that link and have people watch 30 minutes, 2 minute ads or whatever. So for me, I kind of think ads are great, but it's not going to make you rich.
Right. Very, very true. So the President of the United States of America now has a Twitch account. And while we don't talk about politics here, what do you think of this news? And do you think other world leaders will get their own Twitch account for their read?
I think that it is good if they get involved in Twitch and stuff like that, just to engage with a younger audience, because the younger audience, they are online. So it's better for them to interact with people online. But how they're going to use it, we don't know yet. So I haven't seen it. So hopefully they use it well and they don't just spam all of their politics everywhere online.
Right. So an article that came out yesterday stating that Facebook makes more money than Twitch streamers and Mixer streamers. Some of the people interviewed states that they feel like they're hitting an older audience with more solid income, and that the platform has more viewers. That last part could be true, as Facebook did beat out Mixer with the hours watched last quarter. How do you feel about the Facebook gaming platform? Would you ever make the switch? And what do you think is their advantage over your platform?
I don't think I'll ever make the switch to Facebook. Just because I don't have Facebook, it has become an older version. So as I said, it's an older audience. But I don't necessarily want to do this just for the money. So I wouldn't move just because there's an older audience with more money. I'll get more paid. I'll get better viewed hours. So yeah, I'd rather stay on Twitch and work with the environment I have instead of just jumping around the entire time. But if people are making more money on Facebook, it's good for them. And I think the benefit is Facebook is a bigger platform than Twitch. Because a whole lot more people know about Facebook than they do about Twitch. So I think your chances of growing on Facebook is better than on Twitch.
And of course, if Facebook grows a lot, that's only going to bring more light to Twitch, because people can then start talking about the fact that there's a alternate place for you to be able to go and watch these gaming videos as well, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you play Fortnite at all?
I have, yes. Not as often, but I do, yeah.
Did you hear about what happened today with Fortnite?
Yeah, I kind of saw with the breakdowns and everything.
So yeah, in case anybody doesn't know, Twitch and Epic Games Launcher both experienced errors today due to Epic trolling their Fortnite fans. A meteor came crashing onto the island and a black hole has sucked up the whole game. As a result, there's everyone trying to log into Twitch and Epic Games to see what was going on, but that just caused both platforms to have errors. I doubt that Fortnite's really over, as they still have esport events on the books, but this just appears to be currently downtime for maybe an update. But as far as I know, the last I saw, they were still down.
I actually streamed within that time, and my stream crashed out for about 5 to 10 minutes, just where everything went down, and we couldn't do anything about that. And that is just because of everybody going to Twitch to see what's happening on Fortnite. And a few streamers I actually saw had over 160,000 viewers just to see what's going to happen on Fortnite.
Yeah, it's crazy. Last week, we announced that James, Boehm, a co-founder of Beam, which was then became Mixer, left the company. This week, we found out that the other co-founder, Matt Sasamindi, has also left the company. He states he has turned in his badge, but he's not gone. He'll still be part of the Mixer community. Going in Blazers, though. So I don't know how you go from creating a streaming platform over to messing with Blazers. But what do you make of the news of them both leaving Mixer now, especially just a couple of months after they finally got Ninja to come over to Mixer?
I think there's a lot we don't understand about that. And I think they might have left to create way for new CEOs and people in charge to actually change Mixer the way it should be changed. And I think them stepping down might be a more mature move than we might think, because we might think that, okay, they're leaving, Mixer is going down. But I think there's a whole lot of different things going on there. And if they step down to improve Mixer, then way well done to them.
And just 1 second, I'm just grabbing some questions from chat while we'll
no problem.
Get to that in the last 15 minutes of the finder. So previously we spoke about the growing sports section of Twitch, including Thursday night NFL games, NBA D-League games, the WNHL, and now the NBL, which is the National Basketball League, the first Australian sports property to announce a global stream. Had its first game stream recently, which drew 180,000 units. What do you think of Twitch's reach and all of the different avenues that they're going to try and bring new fans to the platform?
I think it's great that they're trying to reach new fans and trying to reach new people to actually come to the platform. But I think they should also be a little bit worried about spreading themselves too thin. If they spread out too much and they stop worrying about the small things that might be affecting other streamers or people on their platform, then they should actually be scared that people that are on the platform might leave, even though they're getting new people in, just because they're not focusing on improving the platform.
That's a really good point, actually. So Just Chatting's been on the Twitch platform for a year now, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere. In its first full year of existence, they accrued 1.11 billion hours watch. Put that in comparison. Fortnite led all forms of content in 2018 with 1.05 billion hours. So it had about 0.6 billion hours more than Fortnite last year. So I guess people love Just Chatting. Do you do any Just Chatting streams? And what do you talk about if you do?
I have done one or two Just Chatting streams. And then it was mostly actually doing design work or just chatting to people in general. I've had a few people come into chat and just wanted to chat about certain things, whether it be computers, whether it be a game, whether it be just something personal. Then I would switch to Just Chatting and we'd just hang out for a little bit.
So you've stopped your gameplay to go into Just Chatting then?
I have done that.
Awesome. And one last piece of news that was sent in by Zanzibu. Valve has announced that they're adding remote play to Steam. What that means is local multiplayer games may have not been able to play with another person. You will now be able to stream it across the internet. There's no confirmation date, but it states the beta version will be launched soon. Do you play many games that only has local multiplayer in it? And what do you think of this?
I think games nowadays don't have as much local multiplayer as they used to. So I don't actually play a lot of games with local multiplayer. A lot of my games actually are online multiplayer. But if they're adding that feature, once again, they should just ensure that it's running perfect, people can actually use it, and that people are gaining something from that service.
Awesome. So let's focus on you. Why did you get into streaming? What are your goals with streaming, both short and long, Jockey?
Okay, so I kind of got into streaming just because I've always been a part of the gaming scene. Since a young age, I started playing on consoles. It was something me and my dad could do together. Then it was something me and my friends could do together. So I kind of grew up with games, and I always loved the art behind it as well. So it's not just been about playing games and just doing that. So yeah, I always wanted this as a career, if I can put it like that. So my short-term goals is to improve myself. I think the YouTube videos and the streams itself can improve so much more than they are at the moment. And then my long-term goal is to just be able to sustain my family with this. So if I can sustain myself, my family, and I don't have to be famous, I don't have to be super rich. As long as I can do this and it sustains me, this will be cool.
That's awesome. And it's very, very close to heart because I'm in the same situation. I have a large family. So this actually turning into full time is probably not going to happen for me. Not enough to make sure I can make my salary from what I'm used to. So yeah, that's very important for new streamers to keep in mind. You still have to pay your bills each month.
Yeah, that's so important.
So you recently just hit affiliate. Talk about your path. What was some of the things you did that may have been successful? What some of the struggles were, and what advice do you have for people trying to hit affiliate?
Okay, so I think let's start with the struggles. Just because we don't have Twitch servers in South Africa, that's been the biggest problem for me. So I can't stream directly to Twitch with more than 2,500 CBR, and then it just cuts out every single time. So I have had to try and reconnect with relay servers to Twitch. That's the only way I can stream to Twitch. And at the moment, I'm using a service now. It's Restream. So that's been working perfectly. And then I would say the struggles I've had other than that has been personal more than anything else. Just because you kind of get into the zone of you have one or two viewers and you think, okay, cool, I'm doing something wrong. When in fact, it might just be a timing issue, or it might just be the game you're playing, or it might just be something that people aren't in chat or something at that day. And then I would say the things I've learned and the things I would tell new streamers, just stick to a schedule. I think that is the most important thing that I've learned. I've had people send me messages on Twitter because I missed one stream. They're like, dude, I waited for you. Where have you been? So yeah, I think that is kind of a big thing. Stick to a schedule, be consistent, and then create all of the content, whether it be on YouTube, whether it be on Twitter. I've actually grown a big following just from being part of communities, just hanging out in chats, creating just awesome relationships with people in chat.
And interesting enough, I mean, that's how we met, right? We both were fans of Harris Heller. So anybody that doesn't know who that is, you could check out YouTube channel for Alpha Gaming. A lot of good advice there. And then we both, you know, saw each other in Odd Duck Oasis's channel as well. So that's how we started talking, and that's how this came about. So yeah, networking works, and it's just even chatting in streams like you guys are doing tonight. That's so awesome. And we love seeing that. So you did mention Restream. I did have a question. Did you ever try to use Restream to go off of Mixer and Twitch at the same time before you hit affiliate?
No. I think it's because Harris actually, now with those videos, actually said, do not use Restream at all.
Right. So you don't have a choice.
It was kind of a, yeah. So it was kind of a last resort for me to use Restream for actually streaming. But all the local relay servers just kept bumming out on me every 2 hours or every 3 hours. They would just cut off stream and people would just leave and say, okay, you don't have a consistent stream and it's not my fault. It's just the relay servers.
So do you see a lot of your viewers being in South Africa? Or are you seeing a lot of North America viewers in your stream?
Actually, most of my viewers either come from Harris's stream, SW Doctor's stream, and then there's one other local guy that I also get viewers from. So okay, yeah, cool. On Twitch, it's mostly viewers from America.
Very cool. So most of our viewers, speaking of North America viewers, they come from the North America here for this channel. So talk about gaming and the issues you have being in South Africa as far as technology goes and trying to, like, you know, get some of this new software that I know the pain that you went through for the Go LXR and how long it took for you to receive that. So just kind of enlighten the chat about some of those issues.
I think the biggest problem is we don't get everything in South Africa. So I can order from Amazon. It's kind of quick. It's usually within a week. But I can't buy everything. And then I have to pay import taxes. I have to pay shipments. And then it adds about 50% more. So with a Go XLR, that's $400. I would end up paying $600 for the same item just to have it here and have it ready set up. So I think that is one of the biggest challenges, is following people and trying to keep up with the trend of having a good stream. So I have to end up paying a whole lot more than people in America. And then, of course, we have the relay servers that we have to kind of rely on just to be able to stream. We can stream to YouTube, but I've never really liked streaming to YouTube. So I think those are the biggest problems, just being able to not get everything in South Africa, not being able to stream directly to Twitch. And then, of course, technologically, other things, we don't have servers for Apex Legends. We don't have servers for most other games as well. So we can't even play competitively with other players from America or Europe. And even Fortnite, we don't have servers for Fortnite. So I think that is kind of the biggest struggles for us here in South Africa is servers.
That's crazy. And as so if you are hitting, so East Coast servers would probably be the closest. Or are there servers in the United Kingdom?
For Apex, it's London or Belgium, but then it has a 173 ping.
170. That was my question. Is what kind of ping you're joining?
Yeah, so with Fortnite and all those, we do get about 180, and that is consistent. So that's the kind of pings we're expecting.
That is laggy.
Yeah. So compared to other people, you kind of die quickly.
Symphonic 313 in Twitch chat said, man, never thought it was that rough for gaming in South Africa.
Yeah, we do have Counter-Strike servers. So that we got that going for us. That's why we play mostly that.
How are you in Counter-Strike?
I am ranging MGE, DMG. So it's kind of higher ranks, but not up there.
All right, so also on your stream, you have some expensive gear. So you have the Blue Ember microphone. For North America people, that'd be $100. So you probably paid around $200 for that. You do have the Go LXR, which you said was $600. And then you have a Canon EOS SL2, which for us, that's a $600 camera. I don't know how much you paid for it, but... how do you justify spending that kind of money when you're not bringing in that kind of money for streaming? And do you feel like that kind of money is necessary to spend for your stream?
Okay, I'm going to start off by saying no, it's not necessary at all. It's more of a preference thing for me. So the Go XLR makes everything so much easier. Now that I have one, I can actually vouch for that. It's definitely not something you should spend your money on if you're not making that. I would also recommend just getting the Go XLR Mini. It's way cheaper. And it's also in the price range of other lower-end mixers. So that's kind of a good option if you're looking for a mixer and you still haven't done anything. Then the camera I got locally on a special, so that's fine. I didn't spend too much on that. The mic I did spend a lot on, and then the Go XLR actually got on special as well. So I ended up paying less than $100 for the Go XLR shipped to me done. So yeah, that was kind of a good deal, and that is how I justified that purchase.
Awesome. You also have a YouTube channel. How is creating content on YouTube differ from Twitch? And how do you manage your time between creating content between platform and feel it's important to exist on the platform?
I do feel it's important to exist on another platform other than Twitch. You can't just go to Twitch and expect to grow just by streaming every day. Because if you have one viewer or zero viewers, nobody's going to find you unless they go and filter by lowest viewers. So you're not going to grow as fast as you think you were going to grow. So you'll need to make content somewhere else other than on Twitch itself. Whether it be YouTube, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, wherever you want to do that. But they do differ a lot. Streaming on Twitch is a live interaction, so it's more personal. So you feel you're chatting to people. Where with a video, you kind of have to force yourself to sound interesting, to look interested, and to sound like you're speaking to someone when you're just looking at a camera. So YouTube videos are much harder than making any other content, in my personal opinion.
And so currently, how often do you actually publish to YouTube?
Sorry, the audio just cut out there.
Oh, how is it now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay. How often do you publish to YouTube?
I try to do every week, but I went away on a business trip as well. So I the first video came out was about a month ago. And now I've started posting again, and I will try and post again before Sunday next week. And I will try and keep this a weekly thing, just because you have to post every week for YouTube to be able to grow actually consistently onto YouTube.
Yeah, and that's due to their algorithms, right? So do you know any of that? Can you give anybody any advice on the algorithms? That I still don't understand it, so.
Well, it's just all about publishing weekly, having a lot of watch time. So that's why people actually go on for 10-minute videos. But then you also have to get people to watch those 10-minute videos completely, because then once they watch those 10-minute videos, then you actually get more view time. And then they think, okay, cool, people like watching your content. We're going to just suggest it to everybody.
Okay, so it's based off of that. Okay.
Yeah, so they want people to stay on there for as long as possible. And if they watch your content for a long time, why not share it?
What advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to you actually starting streaming?
I would say growing in, that's kind of hard to say this. I would say you should grow yourself personally, because you kind of go into this thinking it's going to be easy, thinking it's going to be fun. You're just going to play games. You're just going to get people watching your stream. And that's exactly the opposite of what happens. You start your first stream, you have zero viewers, and you stream for 2-3 hours, and nobody's there. And that just breaks you completely, because you feel like, what am I doing wrong? Is this my fault? And then once you start getting people in, and people actually tell you, well, okay, dude, your stream is boring, it kind of hurts as well. And then you kind of have to grow out of that, and you have to see that people might say mean things, but it's to help you grow. Or you have to go actually and say, cool, I need to look at my content in a way that's objective, and not thinking, okay, cool, I make the best kind of content in the world, and rather go and say, okay, cool, this is places I need to improve on, and that is what I need to do. End of discussion, actually.
Awesome. So what would you recommend to set yourself apart from other streamers out there? Because Twitch is filled with streamers more than they are with viewers. How do you set yourself apart from a market that's so saturated?
I think by being yourself. I think people try and be the same thing as everybody else. I see it in a lot of chats. People go into chat and just ask, what are they doing? What are they using? How are they doing this? And they try and replicate too much of that streamer or that content creator, and they end up being the same thing, but people don't like them because they like the original version. So people end up dying in that because they are not themselves. And if you have friends out in the world, you have people that are interested in spending time with you. And you are you. So just be yourself. People will come to your chat and they will like you for you, and they'll hang out.
Awesome. And so we talked about networking earlier, you know, interacting in a chance. So where do you network? Where would you suggest people?
Okay. So I started off networking in other channels, in similar channels where I make kind of the same content, or it's content I enjoy watching. So then, of course, you are connecting with people with or like-minded people. So if I like the same content as you do, the chances are that you're going to come to my stream and like my content as well, or at least like to chat with me. But then networking in channels shouldn't be, okay, cool, I stream, come check my stuff out. It's more of a, hey, dude, I like what you just said. Let's continue chatting in this chat about that. Or let me go to your stream rather, and you go to my stream because I went to your stream first. So I think people are kind of want to go into people's chats and grab viewers. And that's the opposite of actually networking, creating relationships with people.
Yeah, you see people go in chats and, hey, I stream too. I stream on these days. No,
yeah.
Do you recommend doing that to people like in chat rooms or?
I do not like doing that. Another thing we have is a Discord channel in South Africa here that's just filled with South African streamers. And people just go in there and spam their links and they get hosted because every night at 8 they do a host event where they just host people with 10, 20, 30 viewers. And it's just filled with people going, host me or come to my channel or I stream as well. And I believe that is the biggest way you're going to lose people because you're just begging for people. You're not creating your own content. You're not letting people feel like they want to stay. They're feeling like they're doing you some sort of favor being there.
So
at the end of the day, people are just going to leave.
So it's safe to say that you don't agree with follow for follow then.
It's not going to work at the end of the day, unless you follow people that you like and they follow you back and it's not a follow for follow agreement, then it's just trash.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I raid somebody, I will watch them 10 minutes. If I'm entertained in that 10 minutes, I will drop that person a follow. No, but just I've seen people come into chat and say, hey, follow for follow. And it's like, no, go get here. Yeah. I don't even want you hanging out in the chat, right?
Yeah, no, me neither. If people come in and say follow for follow, I just immediately ignore them and just go on.
All right, so you talked earlier about looking at the account and only seeing two people there. So what pushes you to stream when there appears to be nobody actually watching what you're
doing? I think your goal should be the thing that gets you coming back. So for me, I have a goal set out, and I've always been a big dreamer. So for me, it's kind of reaching partner. I know it's might not be within a year or two or three, but that's the big goal. And because people are not in my chat right now, doesn't mean I might not reach the goal. So I think your goal should be the thing that gets you coming back instead of that instant gratification of having people in your chat right now.
Very true. So let's talk about some tech issues. Talk about some of the issues you had in the past. That you've overcome and how you learn from those technical issues. Do you know anything about producing a show prior to streaming? Because that's what we're doing, right? We're using software to produce a full show without a producer.
Yeah. I had no idea how to do all of this. I kind of just sat in December, January of this year. And I said, well, okay, cool. I've always wondered how this works. And I went on YouTube and I kind of searched, how does streaming work? I didn't even know how you stream. I didn't know what software you use, what hardware you need. And I found Harris's stream, Percy's YouTube. And I kind of learned from that. And even though I learned a lot until I started streaming, I'm still learning till today about everything that goes on in Twitch content creation. And it's something I don't think you'll ever know all about. And it's something that keeps evolving. So that's kind of cool as well.
So because it evolves, how much time do you spend on keeping up with other streamers?
At the moment, not as much.
Yeah. But you're in a lot of stuff, and we had a question actually from chat, so we'll get to that in a second. What about anything you can tell people starting to stream? What advice would you give them?
Sorry, you just cut out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anything that you can tell people starting to stream, what advice would you give to them?
Get something and stick with it. I spent so much time changing overlays, changing alerts, changing everything. I think there was a time where I streamed 3 times a week and every time I went live, it was different. Something was different. It was either the mic or it was an overlay or it was something. And I think that is just the biggest thing. Get something, stick with it. don't change every single time, because I changed my name as well, and that even confused people a lot, because they were like, who are you now, or are you still the same guy? So yeah, I think get something that works and stay with it and change it gradually over time instead of changing every single time.
That's solid advice. And that brought up something else, and it entered my mind, and then it left real quick. So let's go to chat questions. Unless there's something you want to talk about before we get into chat questions.
No, I think I'm kind of cool for now.
All right. So if you have any questions for Jockey, please make sure to tag either TIE Fighter X1 or Fighter X1 Gaming in the chat with your questions. Symphonic313 said he was waiting to several years, but found Harris last December with the same questions. How do I do certain things, philosophies, etc.? Hearing about successes from his advice has been real encouraging and has been pushing. And yeah, that's, I mean, once again, that's how we met. And Harris has been a tremendous help for myself as well. I'm so glad that he puts his content out there and lets people like take it for free. Because, you know, a lot of people are the complete opposite, where they say, hey, I will charge you to teach you how to stream. And Harris is like, here, take it. It's yours. And so do you take that same mentality? If somebody was to ask you questions about streaming, do you take that same mentality that Harris?
Yeah, so I'm actually kind of busy with a few things for my YouTube as well, where I will be giving things away for free. I think most of the knowledge you gain from streaming and stuff, you get for free yourself. So you can't try and sell that now. And having people get free advice, I think, gets people to stay. You do get a few scumbags that will try and grab everything for free, and they will just try and take advantage of that. But at the end of the day, people starting out don't have the money to do all of the badges, all of the emotes, all of the cameras, all of the things they need for a successful stream. And now I say successful, but I just mean a fully kitted stream more. So giving away free advice helps people stay there, helps people actually reach their dreams, because now they get free emotes, they get free badges, and it's stuff that just helps them, gets them off of the ground. And then once they're off the ground, they can start making money and start making their own things.
And the other thing about giving away that knowledge, that because otherwise you give it out, that information, and nothing to offer. So I think that pushes Harris to make sure that he's staying up to date on everything he needs to stay up to date with, where otherwise you might get complacent with doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you kind of get lazy. You kind of get into this groove. And once you settle down in a business like this, anything tech related, if you sit down for too long in the same groove, you're just going to fall behind.
That's a good point. It's something that I remind myself every day. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Because that's not necessarily true. You might be staying the same, but somebody else is getting better. So therefore, by proxy, you are getting worse. And that's why I always say, when somebody's asking me how I'm doing, that's why I always say better than yesterday. Because it's a reminder to myself to push myself to be better than yesterday. Otherwise, I am going to fall behind.
Yeah, that's so true. And I also have this mentality of improving. And that is why every year I get something that I improve on. So usually it's, for me, it's getting someone to help me. So I would pay someone and get weekly classes on that, just because that forces me to do it. And I improve that year.
Awesome. So let's go into some Twitch chat questions. First one being from Full Bump. Full Bump's actually somebody I met in your stream. So that's a perfect example of networking. We were chatting there. He was interested. He came over here. Networking works, guys. That's a prime example of networking. So he wants to know how Jockey manages his time between university, work, streaming, and your personal life?
It does get difficult. I think the thing is, personal life is the thing that kind of gets neglected, because everything else is kind of a must. So I must do work. I must do work for university. I must stream, and I must create content. Those things are the musts. And the social life is kind of the, once I'm done with everything else, I can go and enjoy myself. So I think the social life is the thing that dies down. And it's so important to kind of set a schedule for that as well. So I kind of have a schedule where Friday and Saturday, I don't do anything at night. So I spend that time with friends, family, with my girlfriend as well. So I kind of set those times aside, just as I set times aside for streaming. And then at any other time I can, I will also just socialize with people I know.
And yeah, you mentioned your girlfriend. How does she feel about you streaming? What's that relationship like?
Okay, so we've been kind of going out for 7 years now.
Oh.
So it's Congrats. Kind of, yeah, on the serious. Thank you. So it's kind of serious. And it was something that the streaming she didn't approve of at first. Just because people think streaming involves you just sitting in front of the computer and just playing games. And I think the biggest thing was to get her to understand what this type of job is. And I've actually sent her to Harris's stream and to his YouTube. And that has helped so much, just for her to understand what this business is about and having her see the different side of what people think streaming is and what gaming is. I think that has been so important for this relationship between us.
That's amazing. And once again, congratulations. 7 years is a long time. You're gonna pop the question anytime soon?
Yes,
oh wait, is she watching right now?
No, she's not watching. It's almost 4 a.m. It's early.
Don't tell her, we'll put this on YouTube.
I'll just keep it quiet.
So Justin and Rage V2 in Twitch chat wants to know, how do you feel about the recent crackdown on stream viewers and lurkers? So let me preface that with, have you heard about the change that Twitch has put in place about how many people you can actually watch?
Okay, so you have a maximum amount of people you can watch.
So prior, they would allow you to tab up to 6 people, but the volume had to be turned up to at least 1% for yourself to count as a viewer in that stream. They've changed that again, and now you are pretty much only being counted as the active tab. So if I have 6 tabs open, I only count for which one is active, plus volume at 1%.
Yeah. Okay, I think that is probably fair, because you aren't an active viewer in any other tabs. It might be a thing of you might not like it, but it is kind of actually fair because you're not an active viewer in any of those other tabs. I think one thing they could have changed is that the raids and the hosts don't count anymore. So if you get
which they don't 100 actually. Viewers,
yeah. So I think they could have changed that because now you have a raid of 100 people coming in per se. And 20 people stay, but all of them have that hosted or rated.
They have the variable in the URL that's the question mark that says referral equal raid. Therefore, they don't count.
So now they don't count for your viewership. So now you might have streamed from hour 1 until hour 20, depending on how long you're on stream, with 20 viewers, but you only count 1 because they all have a raid referral.
Right.
So I think they could have changed that to maybe a 30-second variable, and if they stay longer, it automatically removes and they count as a viewer.
And the other thing is with that is these people are coming over in the raid, sure, but if you're only counting the 1 active window, then you're already reducing the, it's an average, right? So it's an average of your whole stream. How many viewers did you have? If you get rated, it sure, it jumps up to, let's say you did get rated with 100 people and you are only streaming for 5 people. Now you're at 105, but they all leave after 5 minutes. That doesn't do anything if you actually stream for 6 hours.
Yeah, that's not going to do much.
So yeah, I don't necessarily agree with the referral raid. Well, and
Or at least remove it after 30 seconds. If they stay longer than that, they are a viewer.
I am a fan of them making it the active browser, because I like my chat to be interactive if it's going to be stream, right? I prefer not to be hidden. Like, I appreciate you hiding me and having like the thought to like at least keep me up, but that's completely different than like cleaning the kitchen while you have me up, where you're at least still listening. Like at that point, I'd rather not have you if I'm just hidden in a bunch of tabs, because what good does that? I don't want fake numbers. I want legit growth. So the change that they made is okay with me. And I'm not like necessarily pushing to partner, so I don't necessarily care if I have 100 viewers if 99 of them are not participating in the stream.
Yeah, I would also rather have 5 people chatting and we have this little thing going and it's not just me playing games, rather than having 100 people say nothing.
Right. So we perfectly align there. And since we just spoke about raids, I wanted to take a moment just to say, Wozik665, thank you so much for the raid, dude. I appreciate you coming over. Tonight we are doing what we do every Sunday night. We're doing the streamer spotlight. This week's guest is one Jockey One. And let's get all of his links posted in the chat so you guys can go check out his content. If you like him, leave him a follow. If you don't, then that's okay too. We appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us and bounce. Okay. So we have another question in chat. It comes from Symphonic. He's got numbers on the end of the name. I didn't write it down. 313 as well. He says, have you found being located in South Africa be a challenge in any way as far as the local time zone compared to other time zones like the USA for viewership, if that's a concern at all? That's a prime example of tonight, right? It's 10 o'clock here now. And it's going on 4 o'clock for you?
Yeah, it's now 4. I think it does make a difference, because for me to stream at night is kind of natural. It's the same thing that you guys kind of do. But then for most of America, it's a normal work day. So I know Full Bump, who's in Arizona, if I start streaming, it's around 1 for him. So he's got work to do. It's the middle of the day. And I think for the rest of America as well, people are at work. So for me to kind of be able to stream for people in America, I would need to stream this time. And for me to stream for people in my own country, I need to stream at night. So I think it is kind of a thing of you get your schedule. And if people do not come, you kind of change it after a few months, see how that differs. Because I have seen on certain days, I don't get any viewers. It's just because people are busy or other people are streaming. And so I think it's so important. You need to get your schedule and work on that schedule and see how people actually are joining your stream. And if you change it, how does that change with that change?
So with you streaming for more North American viewers, have you ever thought about changing your schedule to this time, maybe going to bed early so that you can get up early and stream before you go to work?
Okay, most of that question just cut off. Sorry.
Mike is horrible. Send me that blue ember since you're going to be giving stuff away soon.
I think it's going to be cheaper just to buy you one.
So, you stated that your viewers are mostly North American viewers.
Yeah.
So have you thought about changing your schedule where you maybe you come home from work, go straight to bed, and then wake up, you know, early so you can stream before going into work?
I think that is not an option for me at the moment, just because I live in a house full of other people as well. And I don't want to inconvenience anybody by having my stream scheduled in a time where people are sleeping. That has been something I've thought about in the past, just because people are mostly from America, as you said. But for now, I don't think I'm going to change it too quickly, just because I don't want to inconvenience anybody else.
And another question, South Africa, like download speeds and upload speeds, what are you seeing for those?
Well, we do have kind of quick fiber as well.
Okay.
I am running a 40 meg line. And this
40
is kind
down.
Of average. Well, yeah, it's 40 down, 20 off.
20 up, okay.
But we do have 100 up, 100 down. We even have gigabit lines as well, which is just 1,000 down, 1,000 up. It's just nobody can afford that. So that's the only problem. But we do have good internet speeds.
That's good to hear. Zazabu wants to know, what other streamers inspired you the most to get into streaming? But before you answer that, we've only got one question left. So if you have any other questions you have for Jockey, please make sure to put them in the chat now. What other streamers inspired you the most to get into streaming? We know Harris Heller did. Is there anybody else other than Harris Heller?
Another channel I actually quite frequent is Brick and Nick. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him, but he builds Lego on stream. The reason I kind of like his stream is he's so interactive with his viewers. He is interactive with his chat. He's interactive on Twitter. He is actually kind of the perfect combination of someone that needs to be doing this.
I believe that's who you were so hosting social. Before we started tonight, right?
Yeah, that's the guy I've actually been hosting. I've also been tweeting back and forth with him as well. We kind of have something that we want to start doing. Hopefully that kind of pans out within the next few months. I'm really excited for that. I think other streamers that I do like are smaller streamers. Streamers like you who create a following out of actually creating content. That has always been a big inspiration for me, seeing people and having people do different stuff. With this Sunday Streamer Spotlight series, it's something different. It's something unlike anything else. And that kind of inspires me to think outside of the box and create other content.
I greatly appreciate you saying that. The feeling's mutual. I like watching your content as well, dude.
Thank you.
And Zazabu asked another question. He changed the question though, so I'm still gonna ask. I watched him do it. He asked, "Do you ever have a problem with being so handsome?"
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yes, he has a problem with being handsome. What advice do you have for moderators?
I think be consistent. I've seen mods who actually just ban people for something and let other people go. So I think it's so important not to pick favorites. So even though you are in a chat and I know you, if you say something that's not approved within the channel, I'm going to time you out. Whether or not you are new, whether or not I know you, whether or not you're a girl, a boy, whatever you are, I'm going to time you out because that's the rules. I think another thing is being on desktop helps a lot. So if you're a mod and you're in a viewer, well, in your chat, just be on a computer. Don't be on a mobile. It's going to be hard for you to time out people, ban people, do anything of that sort of that sort of style, just because you have to click on them and the chat is moving. Just be on desktop.
And mobile has also got that delay to deal with too.
Yeah, so I think being a mod is just being consistent. and try and be on desktop as much as you can.
Awesome. So any last 1 second questions in chat? In the meantime, Jockey, tell everybody where they can see you, where they can connect with you and your streamer once more and what you stream.
Okay. I think if people want to connect with me, Twitter is the best place to do that. I'm very active on Twitter. I do check my DMs. If you tag me, I will check them out. I will see what you said. Discord is not a good place to try and get in contact with me. Discord is usually closed down for me unless I play with friends. So don't do Discord. Go Twitter. And then if you want to hang out in my stream, I think that's the best place. You want to get a quick answer on something or want to ask something that you might not know. I am live every Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday afternoon at 8. So it depends on where you are, but I do have a panel in my stream that actually gives you the time in your own time zone. So you can go and check out when I start out in your own time zone, and I don't have to try and explain and do the math for you. You can just go there. And I am a variety streamer. I stream anything I can, anything I want. But at the moment, it's mostly Minecraft, and it's in the creative mode. So I kind of have fun with that.
Awesome. Yeah, we saw at the end of the YouTube clip with the panda clip, which was really funny. How did you come up with that?
It's something my girlfriend actually has been playing a lot for me, that panda song. It's from The Life of Pets 2. So she's been playing that song consistently, and I was just like in the creative mode, I saw a panda egg, so I can kind of create pandas and add the song. Why not just do something with it?
It was really funny. Good job on that. The JJ80 wants to know if you just said to slide into your DMs.
I just caught the end of that one, but I think I know what that means. Yeah, you can slide into the DMs.
All right, what are we streaming tonight, dude?
We're going to be doing Minecraft just because I streamed it a few hours ago and I've kind of made progress there. So I think we can kind of have fun there.
Awesome. So we'll give you a few minutes to use the restroom, get something to drink, and then we'll raid over to you.
Okay. And the audio cut out again.
I said, just give us a couple of minutes and we'll raid you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, dude. It was absolutely my pleasure.
No problem.
All right. Have a great night, dude.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.